Welcome to Retirement Life South Carolina, a channel dedicated to exploring the vibrant, fulfilling, and adventurous lifestyle that awaits you during your retirement years. Join our community to stay updated on the latest trends in retirement living and connect with like-minded people and be inspired to make the most of your retirement in South Carolina. So grab your favorite drink, kick back, and enjoy the journey.
So today, well, as you can see, I'm not in my studio. And frankly, I just needed to get out of there today. I want to be outside. It's a beautiful day here in South Carolina. I'm actually taking a walk through my neighborhood called Darrell Creek. It's kind of a nice place. I'll show you some of the houses and the views and the ponds and things like that. I'm going to take a walk on down to one of my favorite places here in Darrell Creek, which is actually a crabbing dock that's at the end of the community. So I figured while I was getting a little exercise, I would sit here and entertain you as well. So this is not about retirement life per se, like my usual videos that I do, talking about the lifestyle of retirees here, healthcare, insurance, taxes, the different towns, because I have some other news I want to share with you, and we're going to get to that in just 1 minute. So it's kind of a windy day out here today, and I did put on my little wind muff for my microphone. Hopefully you'll be able to hear me without too much wind, but right now I'm actually walking right into the wind. So we'll see how it comes out. Hopefully you'll be able to hear me. And when I get down to the crab dock, it's going to be a whole lot windier, so hopefully I'll be able to chat with you there as well. In any case, yeah, our community here, it's about 288 homes, just under 300 homes, and it's located in town Mount Pleasant. It's been around for a while, as you'll be able to see some of the houses here. I'll show them to they're bigger homes on bigger lots. And if you've ever been to this part of South Carolina, you'll know there's a lot of communities. Some are gated, some are not. But they tend to be on much smaller lots. So the minimum lot here is about a half an acre. And a lot of the other communities, well, they've got lots that are maybe a third of an acre, less than half an acre, definitely. Maybe an eighth of an acre, quarter of an acre. So this gives you a lot different feel. And actually, we're still putting up some houses here, even though this community has been right about 30 years. And I'll just show you this one here. Swing around and show it to you. So yeah, that's the pink house, and that pink out there is just the paint that's over the insulation. And you'll also notice something else, and it's right about that time of the day where kids are getting out of school, and there's a lot of kids that live here, but there'll be a lot of other traffic as well, cars, golf carts, bicycles, all kinds of stuff. So really what I wanted to talk to you about today is changing things up a little bit. I made a couple of announcements about this on some of the live streams, and understandably not everyone has seen the live streams, either live or recorded, but that's okay. That kind of gave me the spark to do this today, because it's something that I've been thinking about doing for a long time. I've had a lot of requests from you folks, the subscribers and other people that tune into the channel, wanting to actually know more about the towns that are in South Carolina, especially ones that are kind of geared towards or more in favor of people wanting to retire to them, where the cost of living is reasonable, where access to the healthcare is accessible, it's close to transportation, airports, things like that, has a good selection of restaurants. And we're going to be visiting those towns, and we'll be pointing all those things out to you along the way, and maybe even meet some folks that we can have a chat with to get their perspective on life in that town. So really kind of looking forward to doing that. It's been a while putting it together, but I think at the end of the day, it's what you all want to see, and I want to see them as well. Now, many of these towns I've already talked about, I've been to them. Just a quick backstory. Many years ago, probably about 10 years ago now, close to it, I was working for a client, and this client wanted to leave a legacy for his family, and he wanted to do that in the form of real estate. And basically, he was the only person I worked for about 3 years. And he would have me identify properties that met his criteria. I would go out to them, check them out, survey them, see what they really were all about. If I felt they met his criteria, checked off enough boxes, we would go ahead and make a trip together to the property to check it out. So that's what I did for about 3 years. And I literally went to every single corner of South Carolina, almost every town. I mean, there's, I don't know, 400 and something towns here, but I went to a lot of them. I know just about every back road, dirt road, junkyard dog, all kinds of people I've met. If you've seen some of my other videos, you know that. You know, here in South Carolina, it's not the 6 degrees of separation like Kevin Bacon talks about. It's more like 2 degrees of separation. Everybody here seems to know one another or a family member. And that's what I mean by 2 degrees of separation, where I've gone out to a parcel with this client. We're 25 miles from the nearest paved road. The seller meets us there, and he and my client actually knew each other's family. And I was floored. That kind of really drove it home that South Carolina is a very tight-knit community. They're very, very proud of their heritage, of their culture, and they, although have their own differences internally, they still really stand all united. And it's this culture heritage that I want to try to bring to you in these future videos when I'm doing the tour the town. That's what it's being called right now anyway. It's kind of a tongue twister, but I thought it kind of appropriate. And we'll be exploring a lot of other things during our journeys to these places. We'll be stopping off at some of the places that are highlights along the way, check out some of the views, check out some of the other natural wonders that may be there, as well as man-made interesting points. There's a lot of that here. That's what makes this place so interesting. And we will be eventually going to all corners of South Carolina. And South Carolina, it's I think the 40th state in size, which I guess means it's the 10th smallest state, if I did my math right. And although it's geographically somewhat small, it still has a really diverse geography. You may have heard me talk about four regions before: the Lowcountry, Midlands, the Upstate, and PD. And they all have their own flair, style, taste, and even culture or subculture within those areas. And those are things that we're going to touch on as well, because like I've said before, not everyone likes vanilla, not everyone likes chocolate, and not everybody likes strawberry. So there is typically something for everyone. And as people come here to investigate and explore the lifestyle here in South Carolina, this will be able to give you kind of an insider's look at as to what to expect and where things are located. And we'll even be checking out real estate there as well. I'm going to make contact with at least one real estate agent in the town and give you a quick tour of a house that may be for sale, just to give you all an idea of what you can get for your money in those places. So it's going to be a pretty awesome experience for me. I am really looking forward to it. And one of the other reasons why is that we have some special surprises for you as well. Because on some of these journeys, it won't be just me. I'll have some other local experts with me to lend a hand and help out, give their opinions, and try to kind of check things out. So speaking of beautiful homes, I'm going to spin around here, give you a view of a couple of them that are really nice. You see they're all set back pretty far from the street. Beautiful long porches, wide staircases going up to them, which you would expect to see in South Carolina. And let me just walk up a little bit further, and I'll spin around and show you this house behind me. Pretty cool house, huh? Now, I know some of you have already had this thought. What do homes like this in this neighborhood cost? Well, they kind of range. I've been here now for about 5 years, and I've seen the place grow tremendously. 6 years now, actually, to take it back. And when I moved in, they were about half the price of what they are now. I'll just put it that way. Right now, there's 5 on the market, and they range in price from, let me see if I get this right, $1,150,000 up to $2.375 million. Like I said, those prices always weren't that high, but you know, we know what happened during COVID. We know what happened during the pandemic and all of the fallout, I should say, after that. And prices here continue to go up, again, because of the size of the lots, the size of the properties themselves. The location is in a very, very up-and-coming area where it used to be the country. It's not the country anymore. It's becoming the new center of town. They put in all kinds of different conveniences. Things like a Costco, which is about by a road 3.5 miles from here, but as a crow flies about 3/4 of a mile. They put in all new retail shopping. And one of the biggest draws to the area is the schools. And these schools are some of the best in South Carolina, and they're all within 2 miles of this community. So you don't have to go onto any major roads. Many kids go to school in golf carts and bicycles, kind of stuff we used to do when we were kids. But that's a big draw for families here because of the location. And because there's so many people that have moved here now, you know, the big box stores and the restaurants, they've all figured out the demographics all meet the criteria for them to put up their establishment here. And here's a pond here. I'll show you this one. Like I said, there's a lot of activity. You got cars going by left and right. Everyone here is very friendly. If you didn't see that, I just waved to these folks. And everyone waves, nods their head, says hello. You may not know them directly, but they know to say hello. Everyone does that, which is really kind of nice. I started off my life up in the Northeast, right outside New York City, where if you've been to New York or are familiar with it, people don't even make eye contact there. You make eye contact there, typically there's something wrong. Here, everyone says hello, makes eye contact, has a discussion with you. When they ask how you're doing, they don't want to hear just good. They want to truly know how you're doing. They don't want to spend all day hearing about it, but you're going to give them the highlights, and they'll give you their highlights. And that's part of that 2 degrees of separation I was talking about, because as you're having these conversations, you start to realize that you might know someone that they know, or you probably do. So that's a lot of the culture that's here, even though hundreds of thousands of people have moved here in the last 10 years. That culture still holds on here. It hasn't been lost, which is wonderful. That's why I love it here so much. Okay, so we made it out to the crab dock. And as you might have seen on my walk down the trail, there was a private property sign, no trespassing. And I wouldn't trespass on someone's property. I actually know the gentleman who owns the property, and that's kind of a backstory as well. You see, the crab dock and the parcel that is attached to it, or the dock is attached to the parcel, I should say, was an HOA, Homeowner Association property. But a couple of years ago, the homeowners, I being one of them, had decided that we would like to sell this asset so that we could use those funds from the sale, the proceeds, for a upgrade of our amenities here. Here we are at the end of the dock. So why did we sell it? Well, like I said, because we want to use the proceeds from the sale to help improve our amenities here. We don't have a whole lot of amenities, basically just a pool, but we have the upkeep of the community and things like that. We want to redo the pool, make it a bit more attractive. It's kind of old. So the community voted and we sold it. And this gentleman, he was being represented by the buyer's agent. Anyway, I got to know him through the transaction, and fantastic guy, planning on building his family home here. And, you know, I asked him, I said, look, man, this is one of my favorite spots in the whole world. Do you mind if I come down and do videos from time to time? He said, absolutely not. So great guy. Shout out to Trey if you're watching this. Appreciate it. Oh, and I forgot to mention this here at the crab dock. We may be getting buzzed by some airplanes. There's an airport that's about a quarter of a mile behind us. And yeah, they're taking off and landing all the time. It's a small regional airport. It's not even regional. It's a town airport, municipal airport, I guess you would call it. But yeah, they've got, you know, small planes taking off, small jets taking off, helicopters coming in and out. And yeah, they're always around. So that actually reminds me, if you're in South Carolina, if you're in the Charleston area this weekend, check out the Blue Thunder. Is it Blue Thunder? Blue Angels, Blue Thunder, Thunderbirds, something like that. Anyway, yeah, we'll be at the air show over at the Charleston Joint Air Base. We'll be over there checking out those guys. So again, to get out of the studio, get out of the office today, beautiful day. It's actually getting a little warm right now, but you know, I really want to share this with you so that you have an opportunity to participate. And I always believe that when the viewers, subscribers, people that just happen upon the channel, happen upon the videos, they have an opportunity for input as to what they want to see, not just what I want to give you. And that's what my aim is here by doing the tour de towns, is to give you what you want. I had an overwhelming request for just this thing, but let me know where you want to go, what you like to see, what's important to you, what would be interesting to you, and I'll see what I can do. I can't promise I could do everything, but I'll try my best. I've been kicked out of some pretty amazing places when I'm doing my videos. But in any case, that's a story for another day. So make sure to tune in, check them out, and give me feedback. Without feedback, I'm just kind of going out with no direction. I'd like to hear from you all, and in that way I can definitely give you what you would like to have. So with all that being said, I'm going to take a stroll back now because, like I said, it's getting a little warm, a little thirsty, and I'll give you some more views of some of the homes and some of the other landscapes. And oh yeah, we'll stop by that pond when my friend Justin decided to jump in after the fish, manhandle the fish. So yeah, we'll take a stroll back that way and I'll be chatting with you along the way. So this is the pond where my friend Justin jumped in after my fish, and that right there, that's the culvert right there. You can see something coming out of it. It looks like a turtle, maybe. Maybe it's a small gator. I think it's a turtle. But yeah, this is the pond. And you wouldn't expect such a large fish to be in here, but hey, they're here. And I'm not sure how many, but that day there was at least one. Yeah, and here's the benchless pond now. Guess we're going to have to bring our own relaxing equipment along with us. And here you go. You hear that play in the background. Was a kitten. You really kind of don't even acknowledge them anymore. You become so used to it. Except for Saturday mornings, really early when they have a fly-in. And they've got 30 or 50 planes coming in within an hour. Yeah, you notice that for sure. Let's keep on going. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this little diversion today. It was great for me, got some exercise, got to go visit one of my favorite places, got to talk to you all along the way. Felt like you were with me the whole time. And I really look forward to your input on this new series. And actually, while I was walking, you know, I talked about the name of this new kind of video playlist, if you would, calling it Toward the Towns. But as I'm walking today, this is why it's a good thing for me to get out and exercise, because it clears my head. I was thinking maybe to rename it Talk of the Town. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you like Talk of the Town or Toward the Town better for this series. And we'll see what it sounds like. So I'm looking forward to it. Again, thank you for the journey. I'm just about to walk out to my property, have a nice cool drink, sit down, look at the pond in the backyard, and, well, do some more thinking. Now, if you want to learn more about retirement life here in South Carolina, then I would suggest that you watch one of these two next videos. Holy cow, look at that thing. Well, it is alligator mating season right now, and looks like this young man, just catching some rays, warming up a little bit. And it looks tired too. Must be a rough life laying around all day. Anyway, that's one of our other fun guests, or I should say neighbors, that we share South Carolina with.
This is Keith Lucas, and I hope that you enjoyed the episode you just listened to. And if you'd like to watch these videos, head on over to YouTube, where you can see them all at Retirement Life South Carolina. Oh, and if you'd like to know more about retirement in South Carolina, you can get my book, Southern Comfort, Your Ultimate Guide to Retirement in South Carolina, and you can find that right on Amazon. Thanks for listening.